Let's do one on Tamara Garza, Garza, 101663. Miss Garza is a 59-year-old woman who comes in today, number one, for her Suboxone refill, number two, opioid dependency, number three, patient recently was hospitalized at Kingwood Hospital with an infected right leg, number four, whatever the number this is. She has a history of stasis ulcer. She had a chronic wound on the lower extremity for years before it completely healed. Next number, she thinks she got into poison sumac, S-U-M-A-C, and that's where the infection started at her house, period. The paragraph, she looks a little bit edematous. She has some fluid on board, extra fluid on board. She's not short of breath. She has no orthopneo or PN, period. The paragraph, as far as his Suboxone is concerned, she's been doing well with the 8/2, one tablet, one film on a daily basis. When she was at the hospital, she was continuing on the same regimen. Medication. Let's make a medication list for this woman. Number one, Atenolol, 50 milligram once a day. Number two, Protonix, 40 milligram once a day. Number three, Lasix, 40 milligram once a day. Next one is potassium, 20 milliliter equivalents once a day. Next one is Suboxone, 8/2 once a day. Then allergies include Buspirone, Chantix, Wellbutrin, and Sumac. Put this on a separate sheet of paper also so we can put it in a different part of the chart. Medical problems, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, migraine, headaches, insomnia, opioid dependency, coronary artery disease, surgery, total hysterectomy, miscarriages times two, C-section times three. Social, she doesn't work. She's been married 36 years, has one child with her current husband, two from her husband before. Maintenance exam, mammogram less than a year ago, colonoscopy 5 years ago, review of system. She, of course, has the extra fluid on board that she's complaining of. She also has issues with leg pain, which she takes the Suboxone for, and it's working. Has had no fever, chills, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, or convulsion. Period. Review the chart from 12/26/22 when she went to the emergency room, showed that her blood pressure and the vital signs were pretty much similar as well as her weight. Period. Today, her blood pressure is 130 over 80, pulses 80, respirations 20, temperature 98, O2 side 99%, weight 129 pounds. Heart pulses, one pulses to lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, skin shows a rash, lower extremity. There is redness about the lower extremity, suspicious for stasis type pump. Venous stasis, it definitely blanches and it definitely it goes away with elevation. Patient also has a positive pulse that is present at this time. Because of her issues regarding volume overload, we looked at her heart. Her echocardiogram is within normal limits with no significant change from a few years ago. Next number, because of vertigo and history of carotid stenosis, we looked at a carotid artery. This was also wide open. Next number, because of her fatty liver, we evaluated her liver, which was within normal limits. Next number is mild nausea because of medication. She just finished a 10-day course of doxycycline and Levaquin. We looked at her gallbladder, no gallstones noted. This looks stable. Next number, she does have some lymphadenopathy in her neck. Next number is her blood pressure is controlled. Next number is her kidneys look the same as they did before with no hydronephrosis. Next number, carotid stenosis is the same. Next number, I don't know what happened there. Next number, I gave her today a prescription for Suboxone 8/2 once a day, then Lasix 40 milligram once a day, then Lasix potassium 20 milliliter equivalents once a day. Next one is findings we'll discuss with patient. Next one is come back on Friday. Next one is we'll get blood work at that time. That's it. Thank you.